Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, deep in the heart of South Texas, and we've got our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman, who's been tearing up the press with his editorials. I wanted to get him on because we've got Mr. Mayorkas at the border making some comments. Todd, thank you very much for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Let me ask you, first of all, for reaction to his first comment that's catching a lot of attention. First of all, that the executive order that was put in place about 3 weeks ago by Biden, that it is working and that it has slowed down the amount of illegal immigration that we had seen. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's going to be the executive order that supposedly is ramping up a kind of medieval level kind of deportation process. But I'm still waiting for evidence that a single person has actually been deported. I'm not seeing any stories of weeping, crying deportees down in Mexico returned. I'm still not seeing anything like that. I don't believe that if deportations are actually happening, that they're so few and far between that they wouldn't really have a deterring effect. I noticed that the secretary used the term, everybody that violates our terms will be subject to deportation, subject to, which is a Grand Canyon size difference between physically deporting, actually deporting anybody. So I don't think that's what it is. I think that it's a different Biden program that's responsible for a definite decline in illegal border entries, and that's the deal that they cut with Mexico to abuse immigrants all over Mexico, to beat them, force them onto off of trains, force them onto buses and planes, and flying them 1,500 miles south to Tapachula and Villa Hermosa and sticking them back there behind militarized roadblocks. That's part of a deal that the administration cut with Mexico in December. I've written about it at length. It's highly effective. It shows that beyond any doubt that Mexico is a very, very key player. They could have done this at any time in the last 3.5 years. They'll probably end it in November. They're just trying to get the numbers down so that the media goes away and they are more secure in their polling on this issue for the election.
Wow. Now, the second part of my question for you is, and this is something that you've been writing extensively about, is this situation of the terrorists and the criminals that are here. His response, Mayorkas' response to the question of the criminals committing murder and mayhem in the United States was, don't blame the Biden policies, blame the criminals. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that statement is based on a presumption that most Americans are just plain stupid. That they are just a bunch of dumb idiots that'll just swallow anything. But I don't think that's the case. I think most people realize, you can see it in the polling, that the illegal immigrants that murder, kill, rape, and pillage in this country, who just came in on these policies and would not be here otherwise, you know, that the victims would not be victimized, that the dead would be alive. People get that at a real gut level, and I think that that is a discrediting claim by Mayorkas, the secretary. And I don't think anybody's fooled at all. Americans are smart.
Yeah, I mean, his reaction seems to be like almost blame the victim. You know, I'm just amazed by.
Well, it's a deflection, you know, and I think it, and you would expect something like that a couple days before this big presidential televised candidate debate. So, you know, you have to deflect from your policies. But make no mistake, 100% of every crime committed by an illegal immigrant was avoidable and unnecessary and was caused by the policies that let them in. Everybody knows that.
Now, that would also go to, needless to say, that would also go for any terrorist attack that might happen. Tell us about your latest article that you posted.
Well, there's a couple. There are a few things that are happening on that front. For one, NBC News just broke a major story, national security story, that, you know, ISIS-linked smuggling networks directed at least 400 illegal immigrants, got them in over the border, and that for months and months, the FBI and ICE and Joint Terrorism Task Force forces have been trying to track down each one of them to bring them in for questioning and make sure that none of them were sent here as operatives for ISIS-K that were going to plan attacks. And then on top of that, there was an arrest in early June of 8 Tajiks that were brought in by the same smuggling organization. And the FBI got into them on a wiretap counterterrorism investigation and heard them talking about building bombs and jihad talk and got nervous and rounded up 8 of them in 3 cities. And we haven't heard a word about it since then. I guess it's probably an ongoing investigation. So they're leaking. It looks like they're leaking out bits and pieces of information about it. By the way, there's still 50 that they haven't rounded up yet of the ones that were brought in by the ISIS smuggling organization. And then to top that off, the administration is still very systematically blocking every attempt to learn about 2 Jordanians, one of whom crossed the border illegally, who conducted some kind of a vehicle ramming attack on Quantico Marine Corps base on May 3rd. My organization is still trying to get information about even just their identities. And they just told us as part of our FOIA that they're not going to give us even the names of these 2 guys on grounds that it would infringe upon their personal privacy.
Gosh. Oh my goodness.
Yes. And that there is minimal public interest in this case, even though 6 different congressional letters of demand for information have gone out for information about this, every one of which has been completely blown off and ignored by the administration. They're simply not going to talk about this case, anything about it, at least not before the election.
So following Mayorkas's thinking regarding the murders, if there's a terrorist attack, we need to blame the terrorists, not the
right.
not the Biden administration, exactly. I guess, right?
Right. I mean, that sort of thinking is just not even serious. I don't think anybody should take it too seriously. It's just too absurd to, I mean, it's just like, oh God, it's an eye roll. That it warrants an eye roll, that kind of stuff.
Yes, it does. My man, I know you're at a conference, so we won't keep you very long at all. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Anytime, George.
Thank you once again to Mr. Todd Bensman with the Center for Immigration Studies.